This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Bill Haas was the FedEx Cup champion back in 2011. He's the defending champion this weekend at the Quicken's Loan National. It's a pleasure to welcome Bill Haas to the Augusta Golf Show. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Talk about your season. How's your season been to date?
Yeah, it's been, I would say, fine. I would not say excellent by any means, but making... You know, I had to withdraw from one event, and then I made all my other cuts. So, with the one event I withdrew, I fractured my wrist, falling down some stairs, and so that's been something that I have battled a little bit coming back from. But it feels pretty good. Doesn't really impair my ability too bad, too much. But would like to get a little healthier, maybe. And I think this is kind of my good run here coming up. So I think hopefully I can. Make a little move up the board.
Well, last few weeks have been encouraging. Top 10 at Jack's tournament. What's gotten better? Is it just that you've gotten healthy?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I mean, I think for me, for any of us, I think putting more consistently, making the putts you're supposed to make, the 5 to 10 footers for birdie, and then making your 3 to 5 footers for par, and just taking advantage of your situations on the greens. And that's something that I've been inconsistent with, I think. My ball striking feels pretty good, certainly good enough to win, and it's just a matter of getting in the hole, and I think that's something I'm looking to see a little more consistency from.
Tell me a little bit about Pinehurst. Did you like that experience? Did you like what they did to the golf course?
Yeah, I told some of the USGA guys I've only played 6 Opens, but that was the best one I've played. I thought they did a fantastic job setting up the course, keeping the greens reasonable and very playable if you hit good quality shots. So I thought, other than one guy, we saw a very competitive Open with the scores exactly like they want. We just had one guy that played unbelievable.
We are talking with Bill Haas, defending this week at the Quicken's Loan National. Bill, have you given any thought to this after the FedEx Cup of 2011? Did you begin to place some higher expectations on yourself? Did you begin to push a little bit?
Maybe a little, but I won maybe my 5th event after that and out in L.A., and then that took some pressure off. It kind of felt like, when you play golf at your home course and you win a skin, you have to validate. I felt like I validated that FedEx Cup win with another tour win, and then did that again here last year at Congressional on 2 great golf courses. And anytime you win and you feel like you get a little bit of respect from your peers, it takes some of that pressure off. But we all put a little bit of that on ourselves. It's been another full year since I've won, and you certainly start feeling like, hey, can you do this again? What am I doing wrong? And you just got to stay patient, and hopefully it all works out here soon.
You say that, but you've won in each of the last 4 years. Is that the kind of thing you think about? I mean, obviously winning is a goal, but that's not easy to do what you've done.
No, obviously that is something I'm very proud of. And, not many people and other people have done it. And so then you have to tell yourself that, hey, like, you're used to winning once a year. But if it doesn't happen this year, even though that's a goal, that there's a lot of great players out there that also aren't winning every year, and so you got to put it in perspective, and that's what I'm trying to do, and just stay patient, and all the cliche things, and just keep plugging away, and you just never know when the putter just feels, the hole looks bigger, and the driver feels like he can never miss a fairway, and that happens, and I'm just looking for that all to click 1 week here pretty soon.
A minute or so that we have left. 2 majors done, 2 majors to go. Playoffs, FedEx Cup playoffs. You're outside looking in on the Ryder Cup right now. Is making that team a goal of yours?
Yeah, I think it's the second goal behind, you know, like I was saying, being a little more consistent. I think good play takes care of everything. So, just like you said, we got two majors. We got a World Golf event. We got four FedEx Cup events. There are so many good opportunities to have some good events that will, if you do play well, you're all of a sudden you're talking about making the Ryder Cup team. And so, until then, until I play well, I can't even put that extra pressure on myself. And you know, I just want to win a golf tournament. And then when you do that, then you start adding more pressure and trying to do more things. So, just trying to take one thing at a time, I guess.
I know it's a busy week for you. Got a lot of commitments. Thank you so very much for taking the time to do this, Bill. I deeply appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me.